Jazz and Baby's Blues, the historic Lou Waters Yerba Buena Jazz Band recordings of 1942, when most of that band's regular personnel was off fighting World War II. Barton joined substitutes trumpeter Benny Strickler and pianist Burt Bales with band regulars in performing and broadcasting at that time. This is a salute to trombonist Bill Barton on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. So as you can hear, Barton's trombone style can flow easily between swing, early New Orleans, and traditional style jazz. One of his earliest inspirations was trombonist Dickie Wells, whom he saw with the Count Basie Orchestra at the 1939 Golden Gate International Exposition.
The first name band I heard, I guess, was Basie.
Oh.
At the fair, 1939.
Oh,
The World Fair. And what a thrill that was. Of course, I'd been buying his records and listening to them. And what a kick to actually see these demigods playing. Then I saw Ellington second.
Did I hear you once say that Tricky Sam Natten was a big inspiration for you?
Oh, yeah, he is for all trombone players, I think. Yeah, he played that distinctive plunger sound. He had a small mute, which I guess was a trumpet mute, that he would put in the bell, and then the plunger, you all know what a plunger is.
Mm-hmm. Would, like a kitchen plunger, like a...
Yeah, that's right.
A plumber's appliance. Friend, yeah.
Yeah, this would fit tightly over the bell and completely enclose the little mute, whatever it was, the trumpet mute. And he got a distinctive, thin sound. Really could get a Vox Humana effect with it. He could talk with the thing. Other players can do that too, some of them, but they don't use the right straight mute, the little mute that fits inside.
So when did you first improvise?
Later on in high school, Dickie Wells was my big hero, and so I tried to get the same feeling that he got. And as always, even now, trying to hold the band together, trying to bring things together and do what I could to focus the direction of the band. That is to say, give little harmonic nudges here and there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot to think about beyond straight expressive improvising.
Did you ever get a chance to meet Dickie Wells?
Yeah.
Yeah? And hear him play?
What was
that? What was that like?
Oh, well, it was like meeting Louis Armstrong. I first heard him with Basie at the fair and again at Sweet's Ballroom. And I talked to him at Sweet's a little bit, and or stood around and watched him put his trombone in his case anyway. When he put his book out, Dickie Wells, there was an article on him in the International Musician, the Union magazine. So I wrote to him, care of Local 802 in New York, and asked him something about a mouthpiece. And he wrote back a very cordial letter, calling me old dude, O-L apostrophe dude. So we exchanged Christmas cards for a while. Then 1978, I think it was, I went to New York and Boston with my wife, Millie, and we went to that place on the Upper West Side in New York City. Well, Earl Warren and Dickie Wells had a small band there, so I talked to him a little bit there and heard him play. He was playing just as nutty as ever, but he had been mugged by that time. He was in a couple of muggings in his life, and it seemed like his stature was smaller. I also saw him with Earl Hines and talked to him when Hines was at the Hangover Club. And Dickie Wells was really at the height of his powers then. He was arranging for Hines and playing. That was before Hines went into the Hangover for his long Dixieland stay.
Duke Ellington's Creole Love Call, played by trombonist Bill Barden in the early 70s, with longtime colleagues Bob Helm on reeds, Dick Oxtot banjo, Pete Allen string bass, and drummer Don Marchant. The funky New Orleans jazz band of then cornet player Earl Sheeler, reissued by the Merrymakers Record Company. Well, you know, I really had to dig around in the archives to find recordings of Bill Barden, and I was lucky to find that he was on a terrific live session I recorded at a jazz festival in 1988 with the wonderful New Orleans-style band of Robbie Schlosser. Schlosser's a superb bandleader, excellent cornet and bass player, a good singer, and at one time, more than two decades ago, was co-host of this radio series. Here's Robbie on cornet leading his Magnolia Jazz Band in a spirited New Orleans favorite, featuring each of the instrumentalists on Mama Don't Low.
You'll see why Mama don't allow no jazz band around here. But you know we don't care what Mama don't allow. We're gonna play some hot jazz for you now. Mama don't allow no jazz band around here. And in particular, Mama don't allow no trombone playing around here. Oh, Mama don't allow no trombone playing around here. You know, Bill don't care what Mama don't allow. He's gonna play that trombone for you anyhow. Mr. Bill Barden on that trombone. Mama don't allow no clarinet playing around here. But Lynn don't care what Mama don't allow. Lynn's gonna play some clarinet for you now. Mr. Lynn Fetch on that hot clarinet. No banjo playing around here. No, Mama don't like no banjo playing around here. But you know, Carl don't care what Mama don't allow. He's gonna play that banjo for you right now. Oh, here's Carl Walters-Kirchen playing that tenor banjo. Oh, Mama don't allow no drum playing around here. But you know, Hank doesn't care. Not at all. He's not even gonna use his drumsticks. Gonna play on the brushes for you. Hank Wagner on those drums. String bass around here. Oh, Mom, don't allow no string bass playing around here. Oh, no. Evan don't care what Mama don't allow. Evan's gonna play that string bass for you now. Stand back. I don't think he's ever done this before. Evan Dane on the string bass. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, mama don't allow no jazz band playing around here. Oh, mama don't allow no jazz band around here. But we don't care what mama don't allow. We're gonna play some hot jazz for you right now. Is that right? Is that right? Here we go, watch out. I'll be down to get you in a taxi, honey. Be ready about half as late. You can sing if you like. Don't be late, gonna be there when the bands are playing. Remember when we get there, baby, you and I gonna have a ball. Dance off both our shoes. When a band plays the blues tomorrow night, dark down Strutter's ball. Yes, I'll be down to get you in a taxi, honey. Baby, now don't be late. Gonna be there when the band starts playing. Remember when we get there, honey, gonna have a ball. We're gonna dance on both our shoes when the band plays the Jelly Roll Blues. Yes, tomorrow night, the Dogtown Strutters Ball. Banjo, banjo.
This exclusive live performance by Robbie Schlosser's Magnolia Jazz Band concludes the first of two programs saluting trombonist Bill Barden. Thanks to Bill, to William Carter, and to the San Francisco Traditional Jazz Foundation. You find a link to them at the Jazz Rhythm website, jazzhot.bigstep.com. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, specializing in transfer and restoration of rare tapes and discs. I'm Dave Rottlauer. Thanks for listening.